If you are a sports fan, especially a college sports fan, it's not been an easy time lately. It seems we've heard about scandal after scandal. So in this morning's commentary, Frank DeFord hopes to cheer you up.
All right. So the University of Miami's been caught in a humongous football scandal following Ohio State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Oregon, and as the King of Siam used to say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's more to add? The sport is totally out of control, and neither the college presidents nor the NCAA can do anything but make dopey, empty promises. So why bother? Let me instead tell you a nice college football story. It is about a quest. On November 13th, 1954, young Dick Wessels, a high school sophomore, went to a football game at Purdue. 56 years and 264 days later, this August 4th, 2011, Richard H. Wessels, a labor lawyer from Geneva, Illinois, arrived at Bulldog Stadium, home field for Fresno State. He had done it. Wessels had visited the stadiums of all 120 Division I college football teams. I mean, sports fans tend to like to collect stuff. I've heard of fans going to all major league parks. I've met people who spend their time going to sports halls of fame, autographs, cards, etc., etc., etc. But 56 years and change to go to 120 stadiums from Massachusetts to Hawaii, this takes the cake. I'm a quester, Dick Wessels says. I'm a leaf blowing in the wind. Think of it. Places like Boise State, which the quester visited July 26th on what he calls my last push, didn't exist as a four-year school when he began his pilgrimage. Usually, too, he must travel alone. His wife, he says, thinks he's a fine fellow, but nuts in this one particular territory. Nonetheless, if Wessels hits the highways and byways all by his lonesome, he finds plenty of company. Athletic directors, fascinated by his quest, often personally escort him around their stadium. He's the part owner of a minor league baseball team, the Kane County Cougars. So in season, he usually goes to a minor league game at night. And he also loves opera, so on the pigskin path, he seeks that out too. During his final climb to the college football summit, Washington State, Idaho, Boise, Nevada, Reno, San Jose State, Fresno, Wessels diverted to Denver and saw five operas. Yes, buckle down Winsocky one day, Unbeldi the next. Now that the long journey has ended, Wessels says, I'm taking a rest for a while. But he does sometimes admit to a hankering to visit all the existing minor league baseball parks. He has, after all, a head start on that, and with only another couple hundred or so to go, Wessels should be able to knock that off by, the mid-21st century. Not to mention, on the side, hear a lot more Carmens and Aidas, Madame Butterflies, La Traviatas.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.